Data and Goliath. The Hidden Battles to Collect Your Data and Control Your World. Author: Bruce Schneer. Evaluating the Bargain. There's a whole industry devoted to tracking you in real time. Companies use your phone to track you in stores to learn how you shop, track you on the road to determine how close you might be to a particular store, and deliver advertising to your phone based on where you are right now. The bargain you make with various companies is surveillance in exchange for free service. The problem is that these aren't good for fair bargains. Today's technology gives governments and corporations robust capabilities for mass surveillance. Mass surveillance is dangerous. It enables discrimination based on almost any criteria. Data as a byproduct of computing. We interact with thousands of computers every day. Every one of those computers produces data. Very little of it is the obviously juicy kind. Rather, much of it is the type of data called metadata. This is data about data information a computer system uses to operate or data that is a byproduct of that operation. In a text message system, the messages themselves are data, but the accounts that sent and received the message and the date and time of the message are all metadata. It's only metadata. Metadata can be much more revealing than data, especially when collected in the aggregate. When you have one person under surveillance, the contents of conversations, text messages, and emails can be more important than the metadata. But when you have an entire population under surveillance, the metadata is far more meaningful. Internet surveillance. Internet surveillance is traditionally based on something called a cookie. Websites don't inherently remember you from visit to visit, or even from click to click. Cookies provide the solution to this problem. Each cookie contains a unique number that allows the site to identify you. New middlemen consolidate power. Our relationship with many of the internet companies we rely on is not a traditional company-customer relationship. That's primarily because we're not customers. We're products those companies sell to their real customers. The relationship is more feudal than commercial. The companies are analogous to feudal lords, and we are their vassals, peasants, and serfs. The harms of government surveillance. Ubiquitous surveillance means that anyone could be convicted of lawbreaking once the police set their minds to it. Everything you do can be stored and brought forward as evidence against you at some later date. Another harm of government surveillance is the way it leads to people's being categorized and discriminated against. So much of this data is collected and used in secret, and we have no right to refute or even see the evidence against us. This will intensify as systems start using surveillance data to make decisions automatically. Privacy, an underestimated human right. Privacy is an inherent human right, and a requirement for maintaining the human condition with dignity and respect. It's about choice, and having the power to control how you present yourself to the world. When we lose privacy, we lose control of how we present ourselves. Privacy violations are intrusions. There's a strong physiological basis for privacy. Security by encryption. Internet security is an arms race, with the attacker having an advantage over the defender. The advantage might be major, but it's still an advantage of degree. It's never the case that one side has some technology so powerful that the other side can't possibly win. Encryption and cryptography in general is the one exception to this. Not only is defense easier than attack, but defense is also so much easier than attack that attack is basically impossible. Reining it in. The harms from mass surveillance are many, and the costs to individuals and society as a whole disproportionately outweigh the benefits. We can and must do something to rein it in. Let's start with some general principles. Security and privacy. Often the debate is characterized as security versus privacy. This simplistic view requires us to make some kind of fundamental trade-off between the two. In order to become secure, we must sacrifice our privacy and subject ourselves to surveillance. And if we want some level of privacy, we must recognize that we must sacrifice some security in order to get it. It's a false trade-off. Privacy and security are fundamentally aligned. When we have no privacy, we feel exposed and vulnerable. We feel less secure. Similarly, if our personal spaces and records are not secure, we have less privacy. Security over surveillance. We need to recognize that, to society as a whole, security is more critical than surveillance. That is, we need to choose a secure information infrastructure that inhibits surveillance instead of an insecure infrastructure that allows for easy surveillance. Transparency. For personal data, transparency is pretty straightforward. People should be entitled to know what data is being collected about them, what data is being archived about them, and how data about them is being used and by whom. Solutions for corporations. We simply don't know what sorts of inventions are coming, or what major human problems they'll be able to solve. We need to be able to experiment with new technologies and with new businesses based on those technologies. And this includes surveillance technologies. The trick will be maximizing the benefits that come from companies collecting, storing, and analyzing our data, while minimizing the harms. Make vendors liable for privacy breaches. To be sure, making systems more secure will cost money, and corporations will pass these costs on to users in the form of higher prices, if they can. But users are already paying costs for insecure systems, the direct and indirect costs of privacy breaches. Making companies liable for breaches moves those costs to them, and as a byproduct, causes the companies to improve their security. Regulate data use. In the US today, personal information about you is not your property. It's owned by the collector. Laws protect specific categories of personal data, financial data, healthcare information, student data, videotape rental records, but we have nothing like the broad privacy protection laws you find in European countries. But broad legal protections are really the only solution. Leaving the market to sort this out will lead to even more invasive surveillance. Regulate data collection as well. Privacy needs to be regulated in many places. Limitations on data collection aren't new. Loan applications are not allowed to ask about the applicant's race. Extending this to a world where everything we do is mediated by computers isn't going to be easy, but we need to start discussing what sorts of data should never be collected. Make do with less data. We need laws that force companies to collect the minimum data they need and keep it for the minimum time they need, and to store it more securely than they currently do. Give people rights to their data. In the EU, people have a right to know what data companies have about them. Privacy needs to be a fundamental right, not a property right. We should have the right to delete. We should be able to tell any company we're entrusting our data to, "I'm leaving, delete all the data you have on me." This is what the EU is currently grappling with, the right to be forgotten. Make data collection and privacy salient. We need to give people the option of true online privacy, and the ability to understand and choose that option. Companies will be less inclined to do creepy things with our data if they have to justify themselves to their customers and users. And users will be less likely to be seduced by free if they know the true costs. This is going to require truth in product laws that will regulate corporations and similar laws to regulate government. Incent new business model. By both regulating the collection and use of our data, and raising the costs of retaining our data, we will naturally incent new business models that don't rely on surveillance. Fight government surveillance. There are basically four means by which corporations can fight: transparency, technology, litigation, and lobbying. Don't wait. Data becomes its own justification. The longer we wait, the more people and organizations become used to having broad access to our data, and the more they will fight to maintain that access. We're at a unique time to make the change. The industries that collect and resell our data are powerful, but they're still relatively new. As they mature and become more entrenched, it will be much harder to make major changes in how they do business.